T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, what I saw on the tape was incredibly disturbing. As a black man, as a father, as an uncle, as mayor for 15 years, watching a whole generation of young black men and women grow up in this community, it was incredibly painful to watch. Something I thought I would never see again like that in the aftermath of other events like this in other parts of the country. What happened to George Floyd was an incredible act of brutality and violence that senselessly took his life. There's no need, however, for the kind of violence and vandalism that we are seeing in Minneapolis. We have to be able to come together and voice our outrage at this event without destroying the community that people depend on, where people live. We have to get through this situation together. I know that people are hurting in Minneapolis, people are hurting in Buffalo, people are hurting all over the country watching an incident like this, but there's no place for violence to seek justice for this kind of terrible situation.
What would you say to those who, although this type of scenario has not unfolded here in Buffalo and no one would want to see such violence, but there are those out there who do believe that this is systematic in terms of police and law enforcement, and they are frustrated by the system. What would you say to those people?
I have to say that in Buffalo, we have worked very hard to build relationships between the community and our police, to equip all of our police officers with body cameras, something that communities all across the country have asked for, to diversify our police department. We now have more officers of color on the Buffalo Police Department than ever before in the history of the city of Buffalo. But this requires constant attention, constant work with the community, constant work within the police department, and we are committed to doing that difficult work to make sure that this is not the system of policing in the city of Buffalo.
Now, there's a series of legislation, though, that members of the Black, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, essentially the minority caucus, are now pushing for police reform, and I wonder, do you think the Buffalo Police Department, regardless of the steps that it has made, do you think that the Buffalo Police Department still needs to make any more headway in terms of reform?
In whatever you're doing, no matter how hard you work, no matter the progress and the strides that you make, there's always room for improvement. We, on a daily basis, are working toward improvement. We are open to working with the community, hearing from the community, and we will be engaging in a series of activities in Buffalo to listen to the community, to hear from the community, and to continue to improve how we work with the community on policing in the city of Buffalo.
How would you encourage the general public to respond to this incident? It's a highly emotionally charged thing. A lot of people are feeling a lot of different things. How would you suggest that they respond and channel that?
I would encourage the public to have meetings, to talk it out, to come forward with their recommendations, not only in this community, but in communities all across the country, hearing from people and what they recommend, what they suggest to improve what we're doing is critically important. A lot of people are posting on social media. I think those posts reflect the pain that people feel all across the country. And it's important for all of us to understand the pain that people are feeling right now, using those social media platforms in a positive, constructive way, I think has been very helpful.
Some of the specific pieces of legislation that are now being talked about on police reform, though, is a measure that would make it for a hate crime to be filed with any type of false report to police. I wonder whether you think that that's a good idea, and then also for any matter that involves a police officer in a criminal matter for a special prosecutor to be appointed to investigate that. Do you think that is a good idea?
Well, I think it's important for legislators to be debating these issues, to put these thoughts out in the public so the public can react and so that they can perfect legislation to make conditions better in our community. False reporting of crime is a very dangerous thing, so I think it's important that the legislature is taking that up. When things are done that are improper in policing, it's important to see how things can be done on the front end to deter that, to prevent that. So I applaud the legislature for debating these very important issues, issues that are being debated not only here in Buffalo and Minneapolis, but all across the country.
Thanks, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.